From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea, another missile. Earlier today, North Korea said it successfully conducted a newly developed mid- to long-range missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. Ken Gause, the director of international affairs at the Center for Naval Analyses, on international reaction to the launch.
The U.S. is definitely going to take the hard line, followed by Japan. Obviously, the Moon Jae-in administration's reaction will be very interesting to see whether he falls in line with that hard line or whether he looks to soften it. I suspect China will call for all sides to kind of calm down. Whether, if this thing comes to the Security Council, what the Russia and China vote will be, it will be fairly interesting to watch.
The United Nations Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday after the U.S., Japan, and South Korea requested the special session. A cyber attack that has already taken over computers in 150 countries could spread further today as people return for the start of a new work week and use computers that might not have been updated. Cybersecurity specialist Cedric Layton.
This is the biggest ransomware attack that has occurred really ever on the face of the earth. So what you're dealing with here is an unprecedented cyber attack.
So far, there's been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the ransomware attack. The World Health Organization has confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo following an earlier outbreak last month that killed at least three people. These are believed to be the first cases since an epidemic ravaged portions of West Africa in 2014 that left more than 11,000 dead. This is VOA.